There's no doubt it's a tough time, particularly in Melbourne, and mental health advocates are concerned about the impact of the pandemic, not just at the moment, but in the long term. Former AFL footballer Wayne Swass is one of them. He's the founder of Pucker Up, a social enterprise aimed at raising awareness of mental health issues. And he's also a Melburnian facing these tough restrictions. We spoke earlier.
Yeah, it's challenging. I think that a lot of people in Melbourne, myself included, I've worked in the mental health space for 15 years. I've found the current restrictions challenging at a personal level, but it's the same comment that I'm hearing from a lot of people, both personal but also professionally, is that people are finding the second wave of COVID very difficult to deal with, very difficult to work their way through. It's a daily challenge for a lot of people, and not wanting to overstate this, but the impact that this is currently having with regards to the level of stress, the potential risks of developing mental health conditions, the number of people that will have new mental health conditions, and then at the pointing in, the number of people who are in crisis has exponentially exploded. But I'm genuinely concerned about the ongoing and future impact of Melburnians and people around the country in relation to their mental health and emotional wellbeing because of the current COVID situation.
Yeah, I mean, the impacts, I imagine, could be long-lasting for some Melburnians. Are the resources in place to ensure that people get the support they need?
Well, to be blunt, no. I was part of the witnesses called to the Victorian Royal Commission into Mental Health last year, and it was universally acknowledged by the commissioners that here in Victoria we have and this is not to be critical of the system and the wonderful people that work in the mental health sector in Victoria, but we have a system which is fundamentally flawed and broken, underfunded, and this was late last year. You now overlay that with the situation with COVID. We have a system and services that were already unable to cope and respond. Now, with the exponential growth of people who are now requiring professional support, it's not possible, it's not humanly possible to be able to keep everybody in a healthy state of mind and be able to meet the needs of those people that desperately need this, the professional services at the moment.
What do you want to see happen now?
What I want to see is I want to see government and business come together and fundamentally change the way that we have historically approached mental health, which is very reactive, and move it to the other end of the spectrum, and that is equipping people with the education, the skills, the capacity, and the confidence to be able to proactively look after their well-being. Why wait until people get sick? Why don't we work towards helping people stay healthy? And that's a fundamental shift in thinking, but also delivery.
What are some of the tips that you might have for people who are stuck at home at the moment in terms of taking care of their mental health or watching out for warning signs?
Yeah, I think it's a great question that you asked, Thomas. And the things that I'm going to suggest are things that I do myself. Number one, prioritise sleep. If we are using alcohol as a way to manage the level of stress, and this is not a criticism of anybody because I've done this over my life, alcohol is a depressant. And more importantly, it interrupts our ability to get sleep. So if you're using alcohol, look to minimise or diminish it. Diet, we need to be careful of that. Exercise, get out and move your body an hour a day. I think also what's really important is that we acknowledge our feelings and emotions, no matter what those feelings and emotions are. We are human beings who feel all sorts of emotions, acknowledge them. And more importantly, if we feel we're not coping, reach out to a professional. The Victorian government have increased the number of sessions that you can now have available through their subsidised program with a psychologist or a psychiatrist from 10 to 20. All you need to do is go to a GP, get a mental health plan, and you can start talking to a professional today.
Just on a personal note, I asked you at the beginning to paint us a picture of what Melbourne's like at the moment. I mean, you're a Melburnian, you're facing these restrictions as well. How are you going at the moment?
I'm not going to lie. I, like a lot of people, have had some good days, but I've had some really challenging days. I'm a small business owner and our business has been impacted because of the restrictions that have been implemented here. I understand why those restrictions have been implemented, but our business has significantly had to make some serious adjustments in order to get through this and survive, which we're doing a really good job. So I have the stress of being a business owner, but as an individual, I have days where I'm stressed, I feel overwhelmed, and sometimes I'm feeling quite sad. But importantly, this is why I believe in looking after your well-being. I've developed a toolbox over the last 26 years which allow me to manage and work my way through these challenging days and experiences, because my toolbox has a range of strategies and things that I can tap into which help me cope with those challenging days.
I don't want to turn this into a trivial discussion because this is related to well-being. I mean, we're talking about a city, and given your background as well, we're talking about a city that lives and breathes AFL football. With the games being played outside Victoria, what impact has that had on the fabric of the city?
I think sport in general is a wonderful outlet for a lot of people. Melburnians and Victorians do love their AFL. But again, whilst games aren't being played here, you know, the number of people that are commenting that they are so grateful that we've got the Festival of Football on at the moment, where we've got football on every day for 20 days, it's giving people an outlet. Yes, they're not going to a game of football, but they're able to sit there with their family or on their own and watch their team play on a regular occurrence on the TV. So I don't think we can underestimate, whilst it's not in person, to still be able to watch live sport, I think, is a great outlet for people who are going through a really challenging time.
I mean, it is a season with a difference, isn't it? Do you think Melburnians are still following the code in the same way as they normally would with weekly games there in the city that they can attend?
I would assume that people are more passionate about their team because their team's playing. I think we'd have a much more difficult, concerning situation here in Victoria if there was no football, no AFL season at all. So whilst it's unique, we've got football and we've got other sports that are currently being played, and I think that that's a great thing for a lot of Victorians who are finding the current situation very difficult.
Wayne Swas, thanks very much for speaking to The World today.
Thanks, Thomas.
Former AFL footballer and mental health advocate, Wayne Swas.